We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Somebody's like, first of all, it's a foul ball before rough even went around. Yeah, but you can, the minute you break the plane, that's a strike. And it was, look, bad calls, blown saves, everybody got the old what for put on him at one point in time, and the Giants take 3 out of 4. It was huge, and that leads us to now, what's at stake for the Giants this weekend? Brought to you by Harris Ranch Beef. 3 games clear of the Dodgers, and that's big. I mean, 3 games, it doesn't sound like a lot more than 2 games, but it really is. 3 out of 4. Now they come home to take on the Pirates, who've lost 4 in a row. Yeah, you want to say something like, go ahead and sweep the Pirates. They're terrible. And they are. They're terrible. They're the closest thing baseball gives you to the Benny Hill theme every single game. But sweeping a baseball team is a hard thing to do. So take 2 out of 3 here. Take 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. Take 2 out of 3. If the Giants, between now and the end of the baseball season, always take 2 out of 3, they're World Series champs. It's just that simple. Take 2 out of 3 the rest of the way from here on out. In all scenarios, you will have won the World Series. That's what they've set themselves up for. Very big pitching matchup tonight. Johnny Cueto against Chad Cole. Tomorrow, Gausman goes against Will Crow. Sunday, Alex Wood against JT Brubaker. What's at stake? Brought to you by Harris Ranch. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Shop at harrisranchbeef.com. Gabe Kapler already looking ahead.
Obviously, we're enjoying the fact that we played a good series, enjoying the fact that, you know, we came here and played well. But I think we're already thinking about Pittsburgh. There's going to be an opportunity for us to start thinking about the Dodgers again. But right now, we have a tough series ahead of us at home and against a team that's going to be hungry, and we're going to be prepared for that.
Best way to not make hay against Pittsburgh, start thinking about L.A. getting here after them. To focus on the Pirates, take 2 out of 3. If you take 3 in a row, now you're, I mean, that's the thing. Win the next 2, and then Sunday's gravy time.
Well, and you look at the Pirates. I mean, the Pirates split with the Giants going back to earlier right. In the season and walked them off a couple of times. And
that's right.
And so it's just, you don't want to take anybody lightly, especially in this particular situation. But back when the Giants bullpen was in shambles and people were wondering about Tyler Rogers and Jake McGee before Tuesday night, it was the Pirates that were one of the teams that actually put it on them a couple of times.
If you are heading to the ballpark tonight, Dave Fleming says your team needs you.
I hope Giants fans tonight are loud and engaged, because this is the kind of game where you can have a letdown. This is the kind of game where you can come home after those 4 battles down in L.A., and it's not a great opponent on the other side, and it's easy to come out a little flat. And I think the Giants fans could play a big part in tonight's game and this weekend, just kind of carrying them through, get them to the off day. Then everybody can regroup, and you know they'll be ready to go on Tuesday when L.A. comes back to town. Tonight's the night, if you're going to lean into a home field advantage. To me, this is the night where Giants fans can actually have an impact on what happens on the field.
Go get it. Have yourself a great time. It's a gorgeous Friday afternoon. Should be a really nice weekend, so enjoy. Get to the old yard. Have yourselves a good time. Win number 61 last night for the Giants. A win tonight hands loss number 61 to the Pirates. I mean, they suck. So handle business accordingly. Big game for Johnny Cueto tonight. How about this? And this is obviously a little bit of a, we made it up, but we didn't make it up. But we all know what happened, because last year's 60-game regular season, The 2021 Giants became the first non-expansion team in the modern era to win more games than they played in the previous season. That is, of course, due to COVID, so I don't know how much that really counts. But if you're looking for an Elias factoid, there you go.
Yeah, I read that. I came across that earlier today, and I thought...
See, that's why your boots are on the ground.
Sean Dickinson, super reporter, big game bounties, boots on the ground.
We got to pay royalties to this guy?
Dickinson, super
Never.
Reporter.
Not me.
Not I.
The
singer.
Let's go out to J&D.
Is that Scott Sapp from Nickelback who did that? Was it Creed? Yeah, Creed. He's the Eyes Wide Open guy, I think. Scott Sapp. Anyway, that was used to introduce you, I think, so many times early on in the last few years that if you did like it at any moment, you started not liking it. I've heard mixed reviews. Now that you're here, now that we're talking for the first time in 2 years, because we got pandemicked, I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah,
I really want to get to the bottom of this story, okay. And I think all the Bay Area wants to know, how does John Dickinson feel about the John Dickinson intro?
Didn't hate it. Thought it became overplayed. Still don't hate it.
Overexposed.
Oh, it was overexposed.
Overexposed.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Overexposure, an overexposure sensation. I don't know.
I think it's a masterpiece. I'm not going to lie. It's fantastic.
It's really good.
I could understand how it would grow or wear on you down to a nub a little bit, but I tell you, man, brand identification.
Yeah, it's big. It's important.
It boots on the ground. When I say John Dickinson, somebody usually texts in, boots on the ground.
No doubt, including today a couple of times.
It happened today. You're watching it too. It boots on the ground.
Or Super Reporter.
That's right. There. Ooh, I didn't know you could sing.
Yeah. No, I can't.
You can't.
I can't. Let's not go there.
Yeah. Derek Papa. Yeah.
He can.
No, he can't. That's part of the charm. We've got Javi Lopez joining us. I feel like we got to the bottom of something, though. I feel like we now know.
Didn't hate it. Still don't. But there was a little overexposure, I think.
Fair enough. Do you think that the Golden State Warriors are overexposing themselves to a disappointing season if they just take two rookies at 7-14? Or are you leaning towards all of the rumors and the trade buzz today, either from Mark Stein or Marcus Thompson, basically saying the big three walked in and said, we would like to see a trade? 7-14, got to put Wiggins in there to make it work. All right, who's the star you're bringing back? I think there is a conversation to be had. You and I have already talked about this. I am planting my flag in this hill, and I am staying here. If I'm proven wrong, I'm going to feel good about it. I'm not trading James Wiseman. I will not trade James Wiseman. End of story. Let's talk about other things.
I'm going to throw this back at you real quickly because we've talked about one iteration of this deal where it's Wiseman and Wiggins and the 7th pick and the 14th pick and Bradley Beal comes back. And I know you're out on Wiseman. You just said it. What if Bertans is in it as well? Because I think that was the thought that I had. Well, do you need somebody else coming back if you're going to give that up? And look, the Warriors are going to need players back. Would Davis Bertans
I feel better
be enough?
I feel better, but then I want to return to everything that this team told me James Wiseman was upon arrival and could be as they still look a long-term at him. I mean, is it all lip service? Is it all lip service? If they turn around and trade James Wiseman based on all the lip service that we've gotten on this guy, how much can you really take them at face value of anything they ever say ever again? If they're ready to walk away from James Wiseman at the first decent opportunity to do that, man, it just feels like as much as I'm going to enjoy talking to Steve Kerr every week, I'm going to know that what we're talking about is disposable the minute they get a better option.
Does that really matter, though, if they're able to propel themselves back to a championship level of contention? Like, nobody's going to care whether they...
This show's going to care. You got to treat this show right, damn it. No, obviously it wouldn't matter that they're just giving us the old lip service on the way to winning another championship. Nobody's going to care, but I just don't think that...
Like, they don't know James Wiseman anything, right?
No, they really don't, but I think that they owe it to themselves to find out why they took him second overall in the NBA draft. I like the pick. I think that all the stuff we saw last year isn't a reason to give up on him. I saw more reasons to like him than not like him.
How much of the reporting in the last couple of days for you has been the Warriors maybe trying to flesh out a sweetheart kind of a deal? Like, hey, open for business on 7-14. Hit us with what you got. Because Wiseman hasn't been mentioned in any of these. I've put him in. We've put him in because... To me, if you look at it from the other team's point of view, there's no way I would do any of these deals if Wiseman isn't a part of it, in addition to Wiggins in 7-14. But how much of this do you think is, hey, the Warriors are doing that last bit of due diligence. Hey, come with your offers. Maybe there's a name that we haven't exactly dug that deep on that is more available than we know.
So you're asking me, like, is Bob, if there is a deal to be done, it feels like Bob's got to be the one who makes the call, not takes that call. Like, is there somebody who's about to talk him into this player, my player X for your 7-14 and Wiggins, if Bob wasn't already thinking about that player? Like, there's, to me.
That's well said.
You want to go ahead and really get all your due diligence? What I would love is for nothing to happen until you know what the first six picks are. If I'm Bob Myers, I'm not making a decision until I see the first six names off the board. I want to know what's happening at 7. I want full control. I want to know who's available, who fell. Are you telling me Scotty Barnes falls? Are you telling me that Jonathan Kuminga is sitting there?
Might be.
Are you telling me that Barnes and Kuminga's stock rises so greatly that all of a sudden a guy like Jalen Suggs is sitting there? I want to know what the option is to pick at 7 before we're trading anyone. Is that fair?
It adds to the value, potentially. I mean, if you're going to make a deal. I mean, if Jalen Suggs is sitting there, you probably just make the pick. You probably just make the pick at
Jalen,
that point.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way Jalen Suggs is there.
No.
But
Kuminga, I think they're more and more by the day, I think Kuminga could potentially be there. It feels like Barnes has passed him.
You know, this is a talking point that Kolsky makes an awful lot, and there are times where, you know, talking about, would you rather have the player with the higher ceiling or the floor that you can dance on today? You got to take the player with the higher ceiling every single time. Doesn't matter about the floor you get today. That's just the way this league works.
Yeah.
And
that's where you get yourself in trouble if you go the other way.
It is, and I could also see how the Warriors are saying, look, you bring in too much of a raw talent that needs to be developed. That doesn't give you enough out of the Curry, Clay, Draymond season coming up. I think Curry, Clay, and Draymond need to handle that themselves. Like you did, they do. How do these stars need another star? How do these stars need another star? I don't think they do. I don't think they need another star. I also don't understand who's supposed to, with 10 seconds left in the game, take the final shot if it's Bradley Beal and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry.
See, I'm not worried about that part. Like, you figure that part out.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you do. The guy who's open takes the shot. I guess we know how that works. But.
Or you run a play for somebody who's got the best man. You know, or you just run a play for Steph, and if it ends up in Bradley Beal's hands, so be it. Like that. Like, because they're so focused on Steph, having another option that could kill you is a great problem to have.
I think they need. Does this team need another guy to blend in to this starting five, or two dudes to come off the bench and help? I'll tell you, I'll take the two dudes to come off the bench and help. I really will. I do not think this team needs another bona fide. Oh, now you got a big four. Ooh, you're big four. Let's see what Klay Thompson looks like. That guy's the most important new dude to walk in. Just pretend he's a draft pick. There you go. You get to draft Klay again.
But what if you can't count on Klay looking like Klay?
Well,
then do you need another star?
Then seven.
Maybe you do.
Here's the thing. There is no scenario where any of this works without Klay coming back like Klay. I mean, when you really, really want to talk about, so what happened to the Golden State Warriors? If Klay Thompson doesn't remind you of Klay Thompson, nothing's happening with the Golden State Warriors in terms of another parade or anything like that. We'll get back to all this in just a second. A food report still coming up your way and a few other NFL news and notes. Again, we had Fred Warner on earlier today, and a lot of people are like, hey, can you replay Fred Warner? The answer is no. We have too many things to talk about right now, so download that Odyssey app and enjoy Fred Warner at your earliest convenience yourself. You can find it all there. You can find Javi Lopez, though, joining us right now on 95.7 The Game. We certainly thank him for that. Javi Lopez on with Damon and JD. Javi, thank you very much for your time today. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Excellent. When's the last time you saw a Dodger-Giants series feel like that? I mean, that was the best regular season series these two guys since what, Bochy was in town? I mean, I don't think that is an exaggeration. That was an A-plus four-game series.
Yeah, four-game series. I mean, I couldn't really recall that, to be honest with you. And three games being walked off. Well, you can't walk off, I guess, on the road. But, you know, three late-inning comebacks against Kenley Jansen, you never see that. So, you know, they got Tyler Rogers one night, and Tyler's got, hey, I'll get you back, and he did it. So that was pretty impressive all the way around.
I mean,
pitching, bullpen guys, bench players, the whole entire lineup was just on fire. It was a great, great series to watch.
Man, that's everything you need to know about the burden being a closer, though, is it not? I mean, you are a hero one night, you are a bum the next night, you can be a team's all-time saves leader and get booed off the field, you can be Tyler Rogers and go from bum to hero in 24 hours. That's why the guys at the back of the bullpen get an extra comma sometimes in their paycheck.
I think you're right. I mean, Kenley Jansen, I couldn't tell you if I've ever heard him get booed off a field in LA ever. And just for those reasons you mentioned, he's got accolades upon accolades out there in LA, and to get booed off the field, I think a lot of it yesterday might have been umpire-related, not so much Kenley Jansen-related, but, hey, it doesn't matter. Giants will take the W, and I think panic is a little early. I don't want to use a panic button, but L.A. is feeling the pressure. I think that is 100%, especially with the way Dave Roberts reacted and Max Muncy and some of the other guys you saw off the bench.
Yeah, you could make a case, couldn't you, Javi, that's almost the biggest takeaway from the series was that it. And look, it's July. They're going to play again next week. There's a long way to go in this thing. But it was almost as if the Giants, they kind of had the Dodgers shook because the Dodgers are used to winning games the way that the Giants got them two nights in a row.
Yeah, that's exactly the best expression there is for it. It's, you know, they got punched in the mouth. It's the Mike Tyson, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth, and that's what happened. And the Dodgers had their starters lined up the way they wanted. I know they're going through injuries, the Giants are as well, but you're playing your rival team at home for a four-game set, and you lay an egg, and the Giants will take it. Like you said, you got to play them again. But the Giants are proving that the Dodgers are gettable, the Padres are gettable, and now the Dodgers and Padres have they're going at it like they hate each other, and that only plays in the Giants' favor, I think. Honestly, I think when they start having – I forgot what they have, at least three more series that they have to play. You're looking at some teams that, you know, the Giants just continue to do what they need to do, let those other teams beat up on each other, and they're going to be sitting pretty.
A 14-year-long Major League career with four World Series rings to show for it. Javier Lopez joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So you talk about how much it stings to be punched in the mouth like that. When you think on your career and look back at it, is there a you got punched in your mouth moment that stands out more than others? We normally ask you about the good times. Let's talk about the bad times.
Yeah, well, I've had many bad seasons or many bad ups and downs. I think 2009 was probably the worst one. 2009 was I was in Boston. I had a real rough start. We were playing the Orioles, and I give up a foul ball. I'm trying to think of what lefty. It might have even been Aubrey Huff, but I faced the lefty, foul ball into the mezzanine at Fenway Park. The fan catches the ball and throws it back at me on the mound, and I'm getting booed because we're getting blasted, and I'm getting up more runs. And I was like, that's the most humiliating feeling ever. But then that was only topped by just a couple weeks later. I'm playing in Tampa Bay. They cleared the bench. Tampa was killing us. And I'm throwing my third day in a row. I go out for Francona, cleared the entire bench, saved all the veteran pitchers. I go out, and I get blasted some more. I only get two outs, and then I have to go play right field to finish the inning. The right fielder came in for relief. So those are my punch-in-the-mouth kind of moments where I'm just like, okay, all right, this game isn't as easy as you draw it up in your mind sometimes.
Wow. So you had to wear it, and then you had to go play the field and think and wear it in that way.
Yes, in Tampa Bay when the cowbells were still going, and I backpedaled into right field.
So was a ball hit at you? Do you stand out? Do you stand out there like the fattest kid on a Little League field going, boy, I hope they don't hit it at me?
And the very first one hits it into right center. And I just couldn't get to it in time, and so I watched my own run score.
That's so the game
will do. It'll humble you.
You watch your own run score. There's an earned run scored against you. That's something else. You know, I thought just, you know, there's so much conversation about Shohei Ohtani. It hasn't happened yet, but do you realize that there's a scenario where someday he's going to leave as the losing pitcher of record, and then because he went to the outfield – he's going to end up hitting a home run. At some point in time, Shohei Ohtani's going to get himself off of a hook.
Yes. No question. No question. And I was spending some time. I'm on vacation. I was spending some time with Mark DeRosa, MLB Network, former teammate of mine. And we were talking about something like that. And then really it was more wallet related. Like, what is this guy going to be worth? You know, he's a $30 million starter. He's proven his worth to be a $40 million, $40 million position player. Like, where do you put this guy? What do you do with him? I mean, he's a special talent. I'm so happy my kids are young enough that they can watch this guy play. And it's fun. And he's embracing it. But it is really cool. And I'm liking that organizations are finally giving guys shots to go both. It would be the two-way player, both play a position and pitch. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. Javi Lopez joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So given everything that's happened with the Giants here this week and the Dodgers series, all right, trade deadline is coming up. Where are you at as far as, you know, does this team need to add? Where do they need to add? And is there pressure now for the Dodgers maybe to add after the Giants extended their lead coming out of this four-game set?
Well, I am interested to see what the Dodgers and Padres do. They're both dealing with injuries. You know, Blake Snell's been hurt. Darvish has spent a little time. The Dodgers, we know Turner was missing time. Muncy's been in and out. Cody Bellinger. So there's things that could be tightened up on everybody's team. I think when you look at the Giants, the starting pitching is the concern, and not in a bad way. It's just that these guys are getting to innings that they haven't reached in, you know, let's say 3-4 years, getting up to that 180, 200 yard or 200 inning marker. And it's, yeah, I think if you can add something, that would be a piece that they might be looking at. I do think they're another bullpen arm never hurts. I know when in 2010, if you're looking at that kind of blueprint, a team that was kind of just put together and with some upside, I was required, along with Ramon Ramirez, and it's not like we were marquee back-end stud pitchers, but we fit the role so nicely with the Giants and what they already had that it kind of played itself into something like that, where you had more bridge guys to get to Brian Wilson. I do think the Giants this year might be looking at something like that, where they can just get some reinforcements of late end, bullpen relief, some veteran guys that have kind of been through it. And, you know, Ian Kennedy's always a name that's been popping up. You see a lot of that out of Texas. 36-year-old guy, been in the NL West, knows the competition out there, knows the teams, knows the area, so it won't be overwhelming for him. So I think it's one of those things that I think the Giants will look for a bullpen piece if it fits, a starting pitcher if it fits. And I think you needed some outfield depth too. Again, where they're dealing a lot of injuries, that, you know, there might be a guy that can settle in into a lineup that gives you just another dangerous bat with all these other guys. Lamont Wade Jr. having a tremendous season. Duggar's going through a little bit of something. Slater's in a little bit of a slump. You'd love to get Belt back. I think a lot of it depends on what guys are coming back. If Longoria gets back healthy, Belt gets back healthy, and they have a couple days, and, you know, like everyone tells you, there's going to be a flurry of phone calls, and this won't happen till the 11th hour like it always does. But they're in a position of strength. You don't want to deal the entire farm system, and Farhan's not going to do that, neither is Scott. So, you know, it's all about acquiring those mid-level pieces that you think you can coach up to become more high-leverage situation guys, and I think they've done a great job of doing that.
Javi Lopez here on 95.7 The Game. This morning, Hunter Pence came in and did an hour with our morning show, and I thought it was really, really interesting when he brought up how this team uses data points and videos to show guys how to tweak and refine their swings. I'd like to play this for you and then ask you a follow-up question.
They give you everything to succeed. They have all of the biomechanics. They can teach you. They have drills to help teach you the ways to leverage your body. And they have the data mind where they're sending you, like, this is how he gets you out. This is how you hit him. They'll have a thing of the strike zone. Like, this is what you want to swing at. This is where you want to say no. They allow you to tunnel. They start teaching you as you learn the spin axis, how you can match the plane with the bat. So it's next level. Let me just – I know that's like super getting really sciencey on the baseball swing, but it's next level.
There's so much science in the baseball swing. There's obviously an awful lot of science applied to pitching and arm angles. How much did things change as you were nearing the end of your career, as data was being embraced? How much has it changed for you? Have you watched it change since stepping away?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think that's arc of my career was veteran guys told you how to pitch in certain innings, outs, and situations. Then that was always drilled in my head. Innings, outs, and situations dictate what you throw. Then it became innings, out, and situations with your ability to throw X pitch in this situation will play against this hitter's weakness. And then it turned into actual concrete numbers showing you what you were doing with this pitch. And when it wasn't feeling right, well, let's take a look at your stride length. Oh, well, here you're 5 inches shorter than you were this time last year. And even 2 months ago, you had a longer stride. Let's try to lengthen the stride again. Let's look at your release point. Oh, you're a couple inches longer here. That's why you've got better carry on your sinker. You know, those things, you started having more and more numbers be able to tell you. And not only it's a visual, it's a feel. Everything's a feel. You know, now you're getting swing your swing, but now guys are trying to, and you've seen it with Brandon Crawford. He's changed. Buster Posey's changed his stance. And the success is there. The buy-in is there. If you give people numbers and you give them an explanation as to why these things are happening and what will make you a better athlete, you would be out of your mind to not listen to it. You know, to think you have it figured out would be doing an injustice to yourself, an injustice to your team. And you see it with the Giants, with the coaching staff, the massive amount of guys that the Giants have, and to be able to cut that and almost have a 2-to-1 ratio with the coaching staff is really, really, I think, underrated when you look at what's going on the landscape of baseball. And I do think it's a credit to Farhan and Scott and Gabe Kapler knowing and that situation, addressing the situation, and being comfortable in a sense that they're not afraid to ask the question when they do not know the answer. A lot of times you run into managers and coaches that will just throw out something because they think that's the answer. They will be like, I don't know. Let me get back to you. Let me dive into the numbers, let me get the proper people in line, and I will get back to you. And I think when you have that kind of communication level, that just brings out the better player. And I think that's what's happening in this generation as you're watching it go. When you have some guys that you can put in place, and they're not putting in place just because you need to give a guy a day off, because you're expecting production, it's gonna naturally make that person play much more comfortably. And that is phase one, step one of anybody. You've got to be comfortable in what you're doing if you're going to be successful. And I think they're doing a great job with that roster this year.
Awesome. Awesome stuff here with Javi. You talk about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. On vacation with Mark DeRosa, who's more likely to have packed a lime green Speedo just to make the other family uncomfortable?
I would probably tell you that would fall more into my camp. Now, to be honest, I haven't done that. But we, of the two, I think I'm more that would go for the quick laugh, and I think he would appreciate it. You know, he's a high network guy now. You gotta be careful. He's got a fan base. He's got a following. I'm just in and out in San Francisco. So, of the two, I think I'm going for the quick laugh between the families.
So it's your humble roots that will probably bring you to the slingshot Mankini, other media mogul Mark DeRosa.
Yes.
It's good to know these things. I mean, baseball's all about getting a book on a guy, and now we got the book on you. I'm not saying we have the budget to send you a lime green Speedo, but should we do that, we look forward to the pictures you'll be sharing with us.
Yeah, I really can't wait to send something like that.
Thank you very much, Javi. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy some vacation. We look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Guys, thanks for having me as always, and I look forward to watching and talking to you guys a little bit later on.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Javi Lopez. Not afraid of the lime green Speedo.
Yeah, there was a definite, I've never done that, but sounds like a pretty good idea, Damon.
I'm just saying that it's good to know who might walk out of the bathroom in just a jock strap. Like, you want to know who that might be. You want to be prepared for that, should it be. And I like that he volunteered himself, like, yeah, that's my speed. That's my speed.
It's my style.
I could do that. That's definitely me. The cheap laugh, seeking it.
And now, would you have thought that he would have been that guy over DeRosa?
No. I really thought that Mark DeRosa was like one of those, like, pro uncomfortable level of nudity within the clubhouse kind of guys like that. So one of my favorite, and I don't know if I got it right anymore, but the story was about Mark DeRosa and Ryan Terrio. DeRosa, Terrio, both LSU guys,
right?
Brian Wilson, LSU guy. DeRosa and Terrio are Cubs. But DeRosa had been, or Terrio had been, a Giant. So now one of them knew Brian Wilson from the Giants.
Okay.
Giants are in town playing the Cubs, and one of them, this is where I don't have it right, one of them walks up to the other and says, can you give me a quick scouting report on Brian Wilson? And the scouting report was simply this: if he hits you, don't charge, because that guy's really crazy. And he walked away. And that was the scouting report. If he accidentally plunks you, do not charge, because the man's insane and he will beat you with just a level of insanity that you will not be able to match. Like, that was the official book on Brian Wilson. If he hits you, don't charge. Good advice.
It's good advice.
Probably very good advice.
I wouldn't have thought that would have been true either.
Brian Wilson, definitely one of those I'll wear the Speedo guys. No doubt about it.
You'd think.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Tonight when you get home, there is a gargantuan San Francisco Giants game waiting for you. Yeah, it's only the Pirates, but Johnny Cueto needs to get back on the good foot. He's got a team in order to get a little momentum underneath his season. Let's see if he can do it tonight. Johnny Cueto, big start tonight. Meanwhile, other side of the Bay Bridge, well, you're not going to find the A's on it, because they're actually up in Seattle. They're taking on the Mariners. Frankie Montas tonight as the A's look for their fourth straight win. Last night, give the trident to Sean Manaea. 7 innings and a new career-high 13 strikeouts. Outside of flirting with the no-no, it's the best outing of the season. It's the best season of this young man's career.
Terrific. They're trying to figure some things out right now. Like, the A's are not – usually the A's are right about where the Giants are, where it's they're dominating and, oh, my God, this crazy win, and you're wondering what it's going to add up to. Whereas this year the A's are just more what I would call normal good. They're flawed. They're still really good. I feel like they haven't necessarily hit their stride yet. Like, what do you make of them?
They're the team that is good enough to make the move that changes the temperature in the room, but John Fisher won't be that guy. He won't be that guy. They won't make the move that could make the difference in this season. And I think that I have basically like the entirety of his existence backing me up. I think that Bean and Forst are smart enough to know exactly what to do. And I think at all times you've got an owner who does not give them what they need to go get done what they need to get done. I mean, here it is, man. This is what? You got Chapman around for a song. You got Matt Olson around for a song right now. They're only going to get both more expensive in their arbitration. So there'll never be another time to spend less money on a decent team than right now, and they still won't take that opportunity.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. There's something different about them this year. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's just different. Like, usually they are way above what you think they possibly could be, even though you know they're really good. This year they're just kind of normal good, kind of hanging around. I wonder if that makes them a little bit more dangerous ultimately if they wind up in the postseason. But you know what? I've played that game so many different times right in my head that it's like I'm foolish to even give it oxygen right now.
Right. What are you thinking of? You know how this movie ends. I'll tell you what's also killing them, too. They gave a huge chunk of cash to a guy that they can get nothing out of. The Trevor Rosenthal deal just killed him. Absolutely. I mean, it's not just the Trevor Rosenthal deal that killed him. It's the Trevor Rosenthal got the deal. Only one of those guys gets the deal. So make sure that guy who got the deal isn't the guy who isn't helping, because there won't be another deal like that for anyone else. And Trevor Rosenthal is just, not only has his absence hurt them, and look, Trevino's been really good at the end. It's not like they need the pitcher. They need the asset to either really enjoy in the bullpen, give Melvin a real 1-2 punch, or a trade pay. I mean, Rosenthal being flipped for the what you need was an option that they were counting on. They don't even have that.
No, they don't even have that. And that's happened too many times, I think, for them. When they actually do spend a little bit more on a piece, it seems like more often than not, that piece doesn't work out for them either. Like, almost just, you know what, just go back to the bargain bin. Go back to the bargain bin. You can't have a bad signing if you don't sign anybody outside of the bargain bin.
Money in Major League Baseball is an eraser. I mean, you think about, if you don't have the right amount of cash, you can't bring in the ball. If you have so much money, you can erase any mistake that you made. That is the business model that I think the Giants started flirting with and then said, wait, we got to be smarter. We just can't match Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, Dodgers level spending. We're going to have to do this a little bit smarter, which led to Farhan, which led to the choice of Gabe Kapler. Which, as we started the show today, let's not have it lost in a story of revisionist history how absolutely wait and see Gabe Kapler was for this team. Gabe Kapler looks like the perfect fit and no regrets. You said it was as awkward an introductory press conference you've ever sat through.
Yeah, and it was, is he a bad guy? Like, it wasn't even, is he a joke of a manager? And there were people in Philadelphia would tell you that to this day. Like, right, he's just a disaster. It was, is this guy a bad human or not? Considering
don't let him around your daughter.
It was uncomfortable on both counts. And I think he's clearly went out of his way, and I think we saw that especially last year in the early going, clearly went out of his way to make sure first and foremost that everybody knows he's a good human.
Right. I'm a good guy to be trusted.
And I think, you know, to his credit, you wonder how that would play. Would it come off as genuine? I think for the most part it has. And then the only other way out of the hole is to win. I'll never forget, you know, because I went pretty crazy on Kapler on this station as far as being a joke hire, and I think there's maximum, you know, disaster potential for this whole thing. And I'll never forget being on a show call. I was doing the 10-2 show, filling in, and Matt Nahegan, our boss, he's like, "Well, JD, like, you're going crazy about this guy. Like, what could he possibly do to get you to change your opinion of him?" I go, "They need to go out and they need to win. They need to be a good team. Like, he needs to." And they're doing it
right now. Stop marching
like
Trevor Gott out there to his death to lose games. Like, stop doing that. And that's what it looked like he was maybe setting up with.
JD, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? That's a bad, that's not a good, but I almost broke into it. I was like, all right, screw it. I'll go into my Matt.
That was pretty good.
It's our boss.
It was pretty good. But look, the guy has proven much better than he was. People were lending on that he might even be when he got here. And the amount of hand-wringing that you saw over the "how dare you" crowd in this town, it was performative. It was over the top. It absolutely was. And look at the performance we're getting from Gabe Kapler now. Farhan can pick him. Pick him as players, pick him as managers, pick him as free agents, hopefully pick him as draft picks. And hopefully tonight we got Johnny Cueto. Picking him up, Mr. Momentum, keep on winning. Keep on winning with Johnny Cueto. Do it tonight. I'm going to invite all of you around next week for the Baynanza. I hope you plan on being here. It's a huge week of events coming up on 95.7 The Game. We got the MLB trade deadline. We got the NBA draft. We got 49er training camp. So much is going to be happening next week. Make sure you got it here. Brought to you by Pacific Catch, sustainable seafood, West Coast style. Meanwhile, when we come on back, speaking of sustainable, how about a food report when we come on back to wrap up the week? Brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Services.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Hungry?
What the f*** did you put in that sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Dry and tasteless.
Soft, bland, rubbery.
Oh, yeah.
Super duper weenie in Connecticut.
Cream free. Cafeteria free.
You've only gone and given me a rancid scallop.
It's time for the Damon Bruce Food Report.
Cafeteria free.
All right, so it's been a real pleasure hanging out with you all day, JD. We've had an awful lot of fun, I think. I want to thank Dave Fleming and Fred Warner and Javi Lopez for joining us. Good stuff. It's good to be back in studio. It's good to have that real good energy with you again. Nice to have you here.
Absolutely, man. It's been a blast.
It's JD's first time in a studio in 2 years. So welcome back.
Yeah, incredible. March the 12th. So that would be, it's fun. So it'd be 16 months and 11 days. Quick count, 16 months and 11 days. You can figure out how many days that is.
Long time, long time. Good to have you back. Good to see you
again.
Almost
500 days.
The energy when someone comes into a studio is always fun. That's why Hunter Pence came in and joined the morning show today. One of my favorite in-studio guests ever was comedian Louis Anderson came on in. He was fantastic. And what I love the most about Louis Anderson is he walked in wearing a Kirkland sweatshirt. Nothing says I'm not trying to put on airs as much as a Kirkland brand from Costco sweatshirt. Now, I don't know what original company made that sweatshirt, but I promise you it was probably like the exact same, you know, whatever, who's ever making sweatshirts for The Gap or who's ever making your designer
right.
brand is probably making that one too. And they just slap Kirkland on it and they sell it for half the price.
No doubt.
So we were talking earlier to Fred Warner about how he just got the generational changing level of cash, which means he doesn't have to go to shop at Costco anymore. Guys like you and I will be shopping at Costco for a little while. Kirkland today, I saw a story about what the actual product is. And you can shop Kirkland with confidence. I'm here to tell you right now. Would you hesitate to buy the Kirkland brand espresso beans?
No, I would not, actually.
Congratulations, because you just bought Starbucks. Starbucks is the Kirkland brand espresso blend. They just buy the rollover Starbucks beans.
Sure.
You know? It goes further than that. The big Kirkland jelly beans, you're like, you know, there's probably pretty good jelly beans, but I would much rather go home with the Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Wow, they are.
Kirkland brand jelly beans are Jelly Belly jelly beans, just without the fancy label on them. It's the same for their batteries. Kirkland batteries are Duracells, just wrapped in a different wrapper. Their diaper, this doesn't apply to you. Diapers. Boy, it's going to really apply to me once again.
Yes,
I'm about 5 weeks from diapers in my life. Diapers from Kirkland are the exact same manufacturer as Huggies.
Oh.
Like a brand name they'll charge you twice the price for. The one place you got to draw the line is in anything that could be seafood, like the Kirkland seafood. Like, you're not going to get a Kirkland brand canned tuna, right? That's probably a step too far.
No, I'm not a big seafood guy, but I might risk it.
You should. It's bumblebee tuna.
Yeah.
It's bumblebee tuna, but it's in the Kirkland actual tin. Now, here's where things get really interesting, especially for a single young swinging man like yourself, JD. Have you ever been to a party and you see that somebody has like Kirkland beers and you're like, come on, man, did we even have to go cheap on the beer? Like, we couldn't just go out and get like a decent beer. What are you doing with the Kirkland?
Sure. Or maybe Kirkland vodka.
I'll tell you what that is in just a second. Their beers are made by Gordon Biersch. Remember when Gordon Biersch was like a designer thing and they had right down
on
the Embarcadero was all
one
right
of their
there.
Breweries, yeah.
So they decided we're going to stop selling bougie beer to tech people. And they're like, we're just going to go make the beer for Costco. And that's what Gordon Biersch does now. They brew the Kirkland brews. The vodka? Their vodka.
Yeah, this is the stunner of all. I think I've heard this one before, and I was like, wow.
It's Grey Goose.
Yeah. incredible.
It's Grey, the Kirkland vodka is Grey Goose vodka.
That's high end vodka.
Top shelf. You're not living in the well. You're not living in the well. It's not some Smirnoff. You're not getting the Ron Rico. No. The Dark Eyes, isn't that a vodka? Dark Eyes vodka. Nothing says this is going to be bad for you, like just calling your booze Dark Eyes. Anyways, not only is the Grey Goose vodka the Kirkland vodka, let's say you wanted to go a little vodka cran, their cranberry is Ocean Spray cranberry juice. The Kirkland brand is Ocean Spray. Now, you've just had your drink. You want a little nightcap? What about their whiskey? Like, you can't. At some point, you got to drop
it. I don't know this one.
It's Dickel. Dickel is a good whiskey. It's a medium shelf,
okay.
Really nice whiskey. You can make a plenty good cocktails with Dickel and be very, very happy with it. And then, let's say you make so many drinks, things have gone well, and now it's time to go to bed. Maybe by yourself, maybe not. The mattress, the Kirkland mattress. It's a Stearns and Foster's mattress. That's all. So there you go. Don't be afraid of the Kirkland brand. Keep it real, Costco. Nice to see. There's a little good advice for everyone this weekend. Shop Kirkland. Do it with confidence. And on that note, have fun at Costco this weekend.
Yeah, I might be headed over there right now.
Olympics opening ceremonies? No, I'm going to Costco.
Exactly.
There you go. It's a.
Get me some Grey Goose.
There you go. Half the price. Hey, thank you very much for tuning in today. An awful lot of fun, JD. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy all the baseball, everyone. Enjoy the Olympics. Be back next week. We got a monster week. I mean, a huge week. We're going to be at Chase Center for the Warriors draft on Thursday. We got an awful lot of baseball coming up our way, so we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Enjoy yourself, and please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.